Praise God. If you've got your Bibles with you, turn with me into Hebrews. Go into chapter 10. Hebrews 10. The Bible said here, 10th chapter, verse 21, Hebrews. And having an high priest, that's talking about Jesus, he's the highest of all high priests. Having a high priest over the house of God, let us what? Draw near with a true heart. Jesus, give me a true, sincere heart. Let us draw near with a true heart in full what?
Assurance.
Full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
Yes.
Let us what? Hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Don't let loose. Hold on to what you got.
Yes.
Hold on to what you know. Hold on to what God showed you. Hold on to what you feel. You know it's real.
Yes.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful. He is faithful, Brother Earl. He is faithful that promised. Don't waver. Waver means to doubt. You've come this far. Don't doubt out now, because God is still faithful. Verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. That provoke in the Greek means let us consider one another. Let us love one another. Let us stir up the love that's in your heart by Jesus' love in our hearts.
Yes.
Provoke, stir up the love of God. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves. What's that word?
Together.
Together. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Look down at verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your what?
Confidence.
Your confidence. Hold on to faith. God's faithful. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Don't forget there's a reward coming.
Yes.
And I've got to hold on, hallelujah, till I get my reward. Verse 36, for ye have need of what?
Patience.
That after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. He's on his way. I believe Jesus is coming very soon.
Yes.
The Bible said it at verse 38. Now the just shall live by what?
Faith.
By faith. Gotta have confidence, not waver. Don't doubt out now. Regardless of my trouble, regardless of my trial, what I'm suffering, my affliction, what I'm going through, don't doubt out now, because God is faithful and he will see me through. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man what?
Draw back.
Draw back. My soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. You may be seated. Oh, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to hold on. I started this race a long time ago to finish it. I got in it over 49 years ago. And Sheffy, I'm telling you, I'm still a running. I'm still a holding on to the best thing I ever found in my life. And his name is Jesus. I found a treasure a long time ago, Sister Alicia. And I feel it down in the depths of my soul. How many can say, I tasted of the love of God and the mercy of the Lord and the grace that he's showing me. I know that he's real. I've already served the Lord long enough been many years that I know that He is faithful and I know that He's real. And I don't care how low that you ever feel like you sunk to, no matter if the devil comes along and tries to push you down, and all of your problems and our faith will be tried as by fire, and we will suffer in this life. What was it Job of old said? A man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. He said, but this one thing I know, when He had tried me, I shall come forth as gold. There's times in our life we say, Lord, where are You? I look out in the front of me and it seems like I can't perceive You. I reach to the right hand, but You're not there. I look over to the left hand and I don't see You around. And I turn around and it seems like You're not behind me. But what's the Lord say? I know exactly where You're at. I know what You're going through. And I care about You. And you raise your little head and say, my Lord knows. And my Lord sees. And my Lord cares. And He's brought me this far because I had faith in Him. I've got confidence in the Lord. No matter what I face tomorrow, the Lord will be on my tomorrow. He's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And He changes not. He still has all power. He's still in control. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord.
Come on.
The Bible says to exhort one another daily. As you see that day approaching, what day is He talking about? Jesus is at our door. The coming of the Lord is nigh, even at our door. If you keep up with the news whatsoever, you know that this nation and this world is in the worst shape it's ever been.
Yeah.
It's a teetering and a tottering. The whole globe is just being shaken by transgression and man's sins. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, right before the flood came and took them all away, He said, so shall it be in the day the Son of Man is revealed from heaven. For in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage and living it up. Did not even consider what judgment was at the door in the floodwaters. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed. For all the uncleanness and all the perversions is in our society. It's appointing that Jesus is coming very soon.
Yeah.
Raise your little hand in the house. Say, I don't want to be ready. I want to be ready. I don't want to be part of this world. I don't want to go along with it. I want to be ready down deep in my heart. When He comes and the trumpet sounds, I'll go back.
Yes.
I don't want one thing, Jason, in my heart to hold me back. Hallelujah, Lord, let me be ready, Jesus.
Come on.
Wherefore, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together. Comfort yourselves together. God is wanting a togetherness. He's wanting a unity. There's power in unity.
Yes.
There's strength when we come together. Come on. God builds His church together. He draws us close to one another and close to His heart.
Yes.
God wants us to be together.
Amen.
He wants us to be unified. He don't want one soul left out on the outskirts. He wants to bring us into His arms of mercy.
Yes.
Bible said, edify one another as you see that day approaching. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another. Edify means to encourage one another.
Yes.
I've asked the Lord this for many, many years after He saved me. I said, dear Jesus, if I do nothing else in my Christian life, I want to be an encourager.
Yes.
I want to be one that will go along and mend the holes in the fences. Hallelujah to the Lord. Mary and I, you remember, sweetheart, when we was down on our knees and the Holy Ghost came through. He said, I have made you a repairer of the breach. Talking about me and my wife. For when you see others and you see the devil fighting them, and when you see the fence down in their life, and when the enemy comes comes in like a flood and there's a breach in their life. I've made you a healer and a mender of the breach, to help patch up the hole. I've been telling you there's holes in people's life and the enemies are telling them, oh, what's the use? And look at all the trouble you're going through. And I'm telling you, he'll wound you and he'll paint the picture black, dark in your life. I'm telling you, what he wants you to do is to get discouraged and to sit down and to quit and to say, what's the use? It'll never work out. It'll never get any better. And the Holy Ghost in us has made us a healer of the breach. I'm telling you, the love of God can patch you up and the love of God can mend you. Raise your little hand when the Lord pours in the oil of his Spirit. He'll patch up every gap in your heart and in your life. He's a mender. He's a fixer. He's a healer of broken hearts. He fixes them and he lifts them up.
Yes. Come on. Yes,
Lord.
Come on. Yes.
Seemed like April, I honestly cry hundreds of tears a week.
Oh, yeah.
I do. God has made me a minister, a teacher, and a preacher. And when I see you all struggling, and when I see you all going through it, and I see you hurting, it hurts me and it breaks my heart right down the middle. And if I could ever be an encouragement to you, to tell you that my Jesus has been really, really good to me, and what he's done for me, he'll do for you, he'll help you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's no respected person. It's all level ground beneath that cross. I stand on level ground. I ain't any better than anybody in this house.
Right.
I tell you, I hurt when you hurt. And I say, dear Lord, I say, would you help me? And if you'll help me, I'll help them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Lord said, I made you a healer, a member of the breach. God only knows the text as I send out each week. Some of you's here right today. And you know, I do my best. I sent texts out saying, I love you. You're in my prayers. I thought about you today. Thank you, Lord. You know what keeps us together? You know what draws us to God's heart? It's his love in our heart. He said, son, I blessed you. I proven my love to you. And if you can send out a text, if you can send out a phone call saying, I thought about you today, and you're in my prayers, and God cares about you, you'd be surprised when you edify one another. And when you pour out to others, he'll pour back to you. I give, and it shall be given unto you. I press down, I shaken together and running over. I say, Lord, give me. No wonder Jesus told his disciples, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. There's just something about going in a hospital room and sharing the love of God. Hallelujah. Praying for somebody or sending a text. And when I hang up or when I walk out, I'm walking on a cloud. Hey, Lord, it'll make you feel good. And when you reach out and you encourage others, I feel the Lord in the house. Raise your other hand. Let us be encouragers. Let us edify and lift up one another and be an inspiration. Hallelujah to God.
Yes, come on. Yes, come on. Touch the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I want us to look at a 13-letter word for a minute. What? Are they a word that's got 13 letters in it?
big one. Whew. My Lord, I got, look at a 13-letter word, encouragement. Anybody figure that one out?
Oh, yeah.
Encouragement.
Come on.
My goodness sakes. Woo. Sister Breedlove, when I see a smile on your face, when I see your hand going up, when I see a smile, when I see laughter, when I see somebody rejoicing, when I see somebody happy, when I see somebody glad in their salvation, that lifts me up. Oh, Lord, that encourages me. When you're encouraged and when you're lifted up and I see you rejoicing, your faith in Jesus and saying, my God is real. I'll tell you, Jason, it does something to me that encourages me. Oh, Lord, how many's glad for your church here today? How many's glad? Oh, for 1163 Jackson Avenue. I got it right that time, Claire. I gave the wrong address preaching the other day. I was way over in Ashland. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus, ain't God good?
Yes.
Encouragement.
Come on.
I want us to look now for a minute at a 13-letter word that we desperately need right now more than ever.
Yes.
Encouragement.
Yes.
If we ever needed encouragement, it's the hour that we're living in.
Yes.
Did you know that encouraging words to others can mean the difference between life and death
right.
to them? Think about it. This goes deeper than what we're realizing. Encouragement words to others can mean the difference between life and death in them.
Right.
Success or victory. It could mean the difference of holding on or giving up when they feel like they're on the verge. Encouraging words can keep people going and keep them from quitting and keep them from being discouraged and setting down. Encouraging words from someone with a praying, caring heart can make the difference between precious souls staying in church and loving Jesus or quitting and staying home. Well, praise the Lord. I can't hardly wait to get to the house of the Lord. Sister Shirley, my food is here and the Lord spreads his table. Well, praise be to the Lord. And he feeds the saints of the living God. How many knows that the Lord still knows how to spread a table and to say, come and dine. I come, my children, and dine. How many's glad for the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the living God? It's like water poured out. It comes down like the rain. Hallelujah, the showers of blessing. It's a bread of heaven. It's manna from the glory world. It's food that will sustain you of the house of the living God. It's where I give my nourishment, and it's where I give my strength, and it's where I'm encouraged. Oh, no, I feel the Lord in the house. It's worth a hold and oh to. I raise up little hands. I'm glad. I'm for the presence of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hey. Hey, I'm free. I'm free as a bird. Thank God, Elisha, a long time ago, the Lord opened up my cage door and he gave me a set of wings. And ever since then, he put wings in my soul and I'm a soaring into the heavenly places.
Come on, come on. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Shoot. Hey, Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on, come on.
Hey, Lord. I'm glad he didn't make me a barnyard chicken. Hallelujah, to pick up things and dirty things on the old dirty ground. I'm glad when he saved me, he put a set of eagle wings in my soul. And I heard a voice from the glory world saying, son, it's time to arise and to mount up with the wings of an eagle and soar into the heavenly high. Well, glory to God, fear the Lord. The Lord will want you in the low places. He don't want you on ground level. Hallelujah. He put something in your soul to lift you up into the heavenly places.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, this Holy Ghost is real. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is alive. And he'll put life in you. He'll encourage you. It's worth holding on to.
Yes.
True.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes.
You all get some good teaching and preaching here.
Yes.
I ain't bragging on me now. I am not. I love my pastor. You don't know the burden that man carries for his sheep, for his people here. It bleeds out of him when he gets up here, trying to hold us and get us, draw us closer to the Lord. Oh God. Listen. Your encouraging words are very much needed.
Yes.
In this cold, evil, indifferent, dark world that we live in.
Yes.
People are hurting.
Amen.
You ever hurt before?
Oh yeah. Yes, definitely.
The devil never hurt you?
Yes.
Sin. Problems, trials.
Oh yeah.
People. Ever wound you or hurt you? The world's cruel. Listen. People are hurting. And many are struggling. And battling. And many, listen, are on the verge inside of fainting. Fainting. And giving up.
Oh God.
And they need to hear from us.
Yes.
Your words of encouragement, child of God, can inspire others. Listen. And keep a desire burning in their hearts too.
Yes.
I want to tell you something. I ain't in this just to make it for myself. Shut up.
No.
If I can inspire you and have something to stir you and say, I want it.
Yes.
I want that.
Amen.
Whew. I can have victory. I can have the victory in my soul and the joy. I can have an anchor that holds me. I can have a power and a strength to walk high, to walk above it. My Lord, I feel him. Oh, we don't have to let anything drag us down. My Lord, the devil tried to drag you down to discouragement, show you the bleak, the black, and the dark. But you can walk above it.
Yes.
You can walk above it. Oh, let me finish this. People are struggling. They need to hear from you.
Oh, God.
Your words of encouragement can inspire others and keep a desire in their heart to keep coming back.
Yes.
To keep coming back. Keep coming back to the Lord. Keep trusting God. Phew, man. Listen. People are getting tired. Sister Stacy, God's own people all around us are battle weary.
Right.
Many are faint. And they're waiting for someone to come along and say, hey, I love you. I appreciate you. I had you on my heart. And I've been praying for you.
Yes.
Did you know that you can keep faith alive in others when they see you going on? When they see you praying and enthused in serving God, it'll keep them holding on to. Man. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, listen. Hebrews 3:12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you
an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
Yes.
In other words, don't ever get to the point that you quit believing
right. In
the goodness of God. But exhort, in the Greek, encourage one another daily. That Greek word for exhort means to urge. I urge you. I advise you. I encourage you to hold on to Jesus and serve Him. Lest any be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Now, how many knows we can get our eyes off of Jesus and get them on what we face all every day all around us? And we can look at our circumstances and look at our problems and things that are bad, and it can drain us.
Amen.
It can drain us when we get our eyes off of Jesus, off of the Word, and look at our problems. It takes the air out of us.
Right.
We can easily become numb and hardened in our spirit. And that's what God is saying here. We need the Lord and we need one another to hear from one another. Dear brother and sister, we need each other's prayers and encouragement.
Yes.
There's times that I need a lifting up.
Right.
You say, Brother Tommy, you shout, you jump, you cry, you wipe tears, you blow your nose. You got it all the time. You ain't with me 24/7.
Amen.
Paul said, all of those things that come up on me. And he said, yet daily the care of the church is upon me and the care of others. I wanted you to know, everybody in this church, and even affiliated with this church that comes here, all those that's not here, you're in my spiritual hand. God has laid you on my heart and put you in my heart. And if I can help you, I'm going to help you.
Right.
Oh, God. What's that song says? If you'll move over just a little bit,
I'll help you
carry your load.
Yes.
If you move over just a little bit, I'll get a shoulder under it, and I'll help you bear your load. My Jesus, love Him right now. Oh, Father. Oh, precious Lord, precious Lord, precious Jesus. My Lord, we love You. We love You. Listen, children. It was God that came down in the Garden of Eden, in the very first family. Adam and Eve had Cain and had Abel. Cain rose up in the field and slew Abel. Killed him and took his life. Jealousy. Jealousy. Cain didn't want to pay the price. He did not want to go the blood-bought way. Because God came down and He clothed Adam and Eve. Listen, in the age of innocence, when God created the very first man, Adam, made him from the dust of the ground and formed him into a man and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, Adam became a living soul. Blood started flowing through his veins. When they sinned and ate of the forbidden fruit, God said, thou shalt not eat thereof, for in the day that you eat thereof, ye shall surely die a twofold death. You'll die physically on down the road, and you'll die spiritually. You'll die spiritually as soon as you bite into the forbidden thing. I'm going to tell you, I don't want anything in my mouth, and I don't want my hand to touch anything that God says abstain from. Do you? It'll kill you spiritually. Come on. Our hands can defile us. Oh, what was it? Abel offered unto the Lord a more excellent sacrifice. He went out and he slew a lamb and taken the blood upon the altar. And it was a sacrifice that God was pleased with. God showed Adam and Eve how to slay an animal, how to shed its blood for the remission of sins. It was a covering for their sins. That's what God showed Adam. Oh, Lord. And after that, the Bible said that Cain was out and he offered unto God their cursed things of the ground. He brought the produce. He brought the garden stuff. He brought the thing that grew among the thorns and the fruit and offered it up on the altar to God. And God says, I can't accept that. I only accept the blood. And today it's the blood of Jesus. Today it's the blood of the Lamb, God's Son. Abel was offering God. He was pleasing to God, and Cain got jealous. He wanted to take a shortcut. He rose up against Abel out in the field and killed him. Took his life.
Right.
Always in the cool of the day, reading Genesis, in the cool of the day, God would come down and walk with Adam and Eve. God came down to Cain and walked up to him. I don't know what kind of a form God took. I don't know. He walked up to Cain and he said, "Where is Abel, thy brother?" Cain said, "I know not." "Yeah, you killed him. You buried him and you thought you had it hid. Where is Abel, thy brother, Cain?" "I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?" That's an age-old question that was asked way back in the Garden of Eden. I want to answer that for you today. Where is Abel thy brother? Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, you are. Everybody in this building, you are your brother and your sister's keeper. Raise your hand and praise him. Raise your hand and praise him. Come on. Edify one another. Encourage one another. Lift one another up. Come on. If you guys need to go, I know you said you need to go. I understand. Come on. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm my brother's keeper. If I can help you, and if I can encourage you, and if I can lift you up, my Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to close. I'm going to close right here. Praise be to the Lord. Praise be to the Lord. Oh, Jesus, exhort one another. Don't let this old world drain you out. Come on. Don't let your problems drain you out. Oh, we need an uplifting word. We need encouragement. So could we read this verse this way as I close? Come on to the piano. Could I take that verse and turn it around from the other end of the spectrum and read it back this way? "But exhort and encourage one another every day so that you'll remain salt in your heart. And this world will not harden you." He goes on, "For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." Now right here, would everybody stand? When you know that God loves you, when you know that He cares, He'll lift your spirit and He'll pull you through. And how will they know it? Through your concern. Through your words of encouragement. Psalmist David said in one Psalm 142 and 3, "When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, I looked on my right hand and beheld there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Nobody acknowledged what I was going through. No one took time to give me a word of encouragement. And oh, how bad I was a hurting. I needed a lift." Let's find a place of prayer in our seat around this altar and say, "God, make me an encourager. Make me a lifter upper. Make me an inspiration, Lord, to others. I love you, Jesus."